USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
And based on the record low price of oil that you've been seeing, it's at a level that's very interesting to a lot of people. We're filling up our national petroleum reserves, strategic, you know, the strategic reserves.
President Trump at the White House daily coronavirus briefing addressing the price of oil, which crashes to a historic low of minus $37 a barrel. This as the Dow drops more than 500 points because of continued coronavirus concerns.
And we're looking to put as much as 75 million barrels into the reserves themselves. That would top it out. That would be first time in a long time it's been topped out. We'd get it for the right price.
And on Wall Street, the Dow losing 592 points, the NASDAQ down 89, the S&P 500 off 51. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
On Capitol Hill, a move to get small businesses hurting from the coronavirus crisis more money. Republicans trying to move the bill forward as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi install in delay mode. USA Radio's Tim Berg on the story.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is amending the Senate schedule to set up a Tuesday meeting. The Tuesday meeting will give the chamber a chance to pass a deal on the interim coronavirus relief bill and provide more money for small business loans in the popular Paycheck Protection Program. Democrats have been holding up the bill, and according to House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy,
we had a small business program working. She's now held up the money. There's 700,000 small business applications in right now, trying to keep their doors open. Last week, we watched 5 million people, new numbers for unemployment. How many more millions of Pelosi's layoffs will we have to endure before she'll put people before politics?
McCarthy speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Memorial flowers and Canadian flags being left at the locations where a gunman kills at least 18 people in Canada, including a mounted police officer in Nova Scotia. One Canadian flag with a blue piece of tape across it tied to a fence outside the Royal Canadian Mounted Police headquarters to honor that officer. The gunman, 51 years old, disguised as a police officer, dead. More now from USA Radio's Wendy King on the deadliest mass shooting in Canada's history.
A 51-year-old man went on a shooting rampage across the northern part of the Canadian province of Nova Scotia. Chris Leathers is with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. He says the suspected shooter is also dead, and authorities say he disguised himself as a police officer in uniform, and he even fixed up a car to make it seem like a Royal Canadian Mounted Police cruiser.
The coronavirus definitely has people looking differently at their lives, USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Survey results from Gallup as they questioned 80,000 Americans as to how they rate their lives, thriving, struggling, or suffering. Dan Witters of Gallup tells us the survey was taken March 21st to April 5th.
What we have seen now just over the course of the last month is a really unprecedented decline, because we have plummeted from up around 55%, which was where we were hovering last fall, now down to 48.8% and falling.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.